B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Honoring our veterans today, your winners for the People's Choice Awards and the big winners at the box office. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, Travis and Kylie are back together. Then why has he got a side chick on tour with him?
Leroy has your sports.
And one of your all-time favorite Patriots players is a troll, and it's getting old.
But first, Veterans Day is today, the federal holiday honoring our veterans. The annual Boston Veterans Day Parade starts at noon today at Boylston and Charles Street. It'll proceed up Boylston to Tremont and at City Hall Plaza. Federal, state, city, and town offices will be closed, and the MBTA will operate on a regular schedule. The post office and most banks will be closed. Well, I always forget about the People's Choice Awards, but they were on last night. And the big movie categories, favorite movie of the year went to Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
Favorite movie actor and actress went to Robert Downey Jr. and Zendaya. On the TV side, favorite TV show went to Stranger Things. Now, favorite social celebrity went to Ellen DeGeneres. Favorite comedy act, Kevin Hart. And favorite game changer went to Simone Biles. Jennifer Aniston thanked her friends co-stars as she received the People's Icon Award. And for the four new movies that came out over the weekend, top of the box office. The war movie Midway was the winner, taking in $17.5 million. And the rest of the top four, Dr. Sleep, Playing with Fire, and Last Christmas. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Kanye West is salty. Apparently, he's pissed off he didn't wind up on Forbes' billionaire list, despite having receipts that, you know, say his Yeezy line exceeded that amount. So he says he's considering changing his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
Right.
Now, he is joking when he made the comment, or he was joking, but we know when it comes to Kanye, behind every joke is some truth, so who knows. He did say, when people say it's crass to call yourself a billionaire, I say, I might legally change for a year till y'all understand exactly what it is.
I love just like the fact that people just let him be crazy and just accept it. I love seeing crazy play out when it's far away from me.
Well, more on the crazy note. On the surface, this guy does sound crazy, but you know he's going to have a lot of support behind this. This man's name is Nate Hollander. He's from Florida, and he's filed a lawsuit against both Live Nation and Madonna after Madonna changed the start time of a concert there from 8:30 to 10:30. Now, Nate says the start date is a breach of contract and that he does not want to attend the concert that late. And at this point, no refund has been offered to him, and he says he cannot resell those tickets, so he's suing for the cost of three tickets at $1,024.95.
Go for it, man. Go. You know what? Maybe he had a babysitter that was going to leave at a certain time.
Hey, yeah.
You know? It's a lot of reasons that sometimes you're like, is it supposed to start at this time?
That is a late start date.
Yeah,
I mean, a start time. Like, the 10:30 means you're not getting out of there till at least maybe midnight.
Like, that's... Maybe. If she gives you a full show, it should be like 1 in the morning.
Right. And there's been all kinds of rumors about Travis Scott's love life lately that it's hard to keep track. First off, there's been all kinds of talk of him upgrading his side chick, you know, the one he messed around with on Kylie with. She goes by Young Sweet Ro on Instagram. Sources say that she's been with Travis at the Rockets game recently, and she's even been with him on tour. Although, not so fast, because the other night in Houston, Travis had Kylie and Stormy with him, and he shouted her out on stage, calling her his wife. This was after Travis shared a picture to his Instagram of a floral arrangement that Kylie sent him, spelling out Astroworld with the caption, "Love you, that I really do." So, the side chick being with him is either just a coincidence or he's really ballsy. Damn. I'm not sure. You be the judge. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Oh, boy. The Bruins lost their third in a row, this time to the Flyers 3-2. The Celtics now have the best record in the NBA. They beat the Spurs Saturday 135-115. But my guy, G-Money, Gordon Hayward, he went down with a fractured left hand. It's not funny, Romero. Don't laugh.
Dude has such bad luck.
Must hate this city. Since he's been here, he has not been able to stay on the court.
Yeah, and I feel so bad.
Look, maybe the dude just, he's a little soft as far as like the physicalness comes.
He needs some milk. He's supposed to see a specialist today to see if he'll need surgery, and hopefully he won't. And here we go again. My goodness. All right, so there's a report that Robert Kraft told Gronk that he wants him to return for November and December and a playoff run. And look, technically it could happen because Gronk could ask to be reinstated to the Patriots no later than Saturday, November 30th. It could actually happen. And then late last night, Gronk, he's a straight-up troll. He posted a pic with the caption saying, "School on Sunday, Mr. Recovery to the rescue." This dude's a troll, man.
Gronk,
now everybody's
on
it.
Coming back to the Patriots.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm with you.
See how skinny he is now? He would get his ass beat in. He's so little now.
Well, he's got until the end of this month and next month to bulk up. It could happen.
People need to get over it, man. Get over it.
A couple protein shakes.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
A little Myoplex.
Right. Celtics-Mavs at the Garden tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30. And Josh Gordon and the Seahawks versus Jimmy G, your Boo Pebbles, and the 49ers. Monday Night Football at 8:15, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So there's a single woman, single mother from Nevada, who got an incredible surprise from her son. 13-year-old William Rubillo had been doing a lot of jobs. He spent a lot of time mowing lawns, doing yard work. So when he told his mother he had a job to do, she didn't question it. Then one day he comes back home and says, "Mom, I bought you a car." And of course she's like, "Yeah, of course you did." And she didn't believe until a woman drove them to a house and told her that the car in the yard was hers. Wow. So William had seen on Facebook that someone in the area was selling a car. He reached out and offered to do some yard work. And this is a big deal for a 13-year-old. Give them his Xbox for it.
Wow.
And the seller said yes. Now his mother has a white 1999 Chevy Metro, thanks to her 13-year-old son. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology, providing affordable college degree programs that lead to high-paying tech careers. Visit bfit.edu today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.